Hey, little friends. I'm so glad you're back. Welcome to Big Truths for Tiny Hearts, where we take the biggest truths in the Bible and tuck them into your heart, one story at a time. Are you ready for today's big adventure? Oh, it's a powerful one. Let's go. Have you ever seen a big storm? You know, the kind with booming thunder and flashes of lightning that make your toes wiggle. Sometimes storms can be exciting, and sometimes they can feel a little scary too. But guess what? Storms can teach us something amazing about God. Today's big question is this: how powerful is God? Let's find out with a story about a girl named Mia. Mia was having the coziest afternoon ever. She was building a tower out of blocks, one that touched the sky, or at least the living room ceiling. But then, a loud clap of thunder shook the windows. The block tower wobbled. Mia jumped, and then came the rain. Tap, 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 then drip, drip, drop, and then whoosh! It was pouring. Mia ran to her mom as fast as a bouncy ball down a hallway. "Mom, the thunder's so loud, and the lightning, it's so bright." Her mom scooped her up and wrapped her in a big warm blanket. "It's okay, sweet pea. I know storms can be a little scary, but did you know storms can remind us of something really cool about God?" Mia sniffled. "What's that?" "God is powerful," her mom said. "He's the one who made the clouds and the wind and even the lightning." Mia looked out the window. "You mean God made that?" she asked, pointing at a giant flash of light that lit up the whole sky. "Yep," said Mom. "In fact, here's a fun fact. Did you know lightning is 5 times hotter than the surface of the sun?" Mia's eyes got huge. "Whoa, that's hotter than hot." Her mom laughed. "It really is. But even all that power, that super strong lightning, is nothing compared to God's power. He made it with just his words. That's how strong our God is." Mia was quiet for a moment. "But if God is so powerful, does he use all that power to help us too?" "Oh yes," her mom said, squeezing her tight. "That's the best part. God isn't just powerful, he's loving. He uses all his power to take care of us." Mia rested her head on her mom's shoulder. Outside, the thunder still rumbled. But inside, she felt warm, safe. She whispered, "I'm glad God is stronger than the storm." And her mom smiled. "Me too." By the end of the storm, Mia had her blocks back out again, this time building a fort for her stuffed animals. And every time thunder boomed, she'd say, "Wow, God made that. He must be really strong." And she was right. God's power is greater than anything else, and even better. He uses it to love and protect his children. Today's tiny truth is, God is powerful, and he uses his power to take care of us because he loves us so much. Let's tuck that truth into our hearts, okay? Want to hear something straight from God's word? Psalm 147, verse 5 says, "Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit." That means God is super strong and super smart too, and there's nothing too big or too hard for him. So here's your challenge this week. If you hear thunder or see lightning or even watch the wind wiggle the trees, I want you to whisper, "God is powerful and he loves me," because he does so much. Thanks for joining me today on Big Truths for Tiny Hearts. I loved hanging out with you and Mia and even the storm. Next time, we'll go on another adventure to learn something else amazing about God. Until then, remember this: God is powerful, God is loving, and your tiny heart is the perfect place for his big truth to grow. Bye for now, little buddy. See you next time.